All right.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Pink Floyd, Welcome to the Machine. Should we wait for the party? All right, we'll wait for the party sound effect.
The party sound effect? There you go.
You two before that, Sweetest Thing and ZZ Top 2. It's Opie and Anthony.
Oi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, are you enjoying Winter's Last Blast, Anthony?
Winter's Last Blast, Opie. You know, we didn't quite get away scot-free this winter.
No, we didn't.
Oh, let's go to the map. Low pressure system working its way across our area. Oh, the weather geeks were just thrilled.
Oh, they were loving life, weren't they?
So happy.
Every station calling it Winter's Last Blast.
Winter's Last Blast. Blizzard 99. Because they were all bummed out that they didn't really have any. What was that, Rick?
What was that, man?
Rick just exploded.
Did you explode on the back of my head?
He just sneezed right on the back of your head, man. Come on.
Now I know how John F. Kennedy fell. What the hell was that, man?
The mucus came from the front and the side. I saw his head go back first.
Well, he was behind me, and he was, like, trying to hold it in, and then all of a sudden,
I got a little mucus on my rib cage. Where's your girl to try to get the rest off the trunk?
Yeah. Anyway, what is the
weather geeks thrilled to death that there was any kind of snow.
Because
they've been hinting all year, all winter, saying, could it be snow to our area? Tune in at 11. And they go, no.
No rain.
None. But west of us, north and west of us, lots of snow.
Yeah,
in Canada. So now we finally got some, and the weather geeks were all thrilled.
Well, they were giving out stupid weather tips today, Anthony.
That's right, Opie. You know, when you're shoveling that snow, lift with your legs. Don't take full shovelfuls. Check on the elderly. Watch that ice, people.
Watch out for the black ice.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
A lot of limbs coming down. Be careful of that. Downed wires. You see a downed wire, don't touch it, for God's sake. Call your power company. But please don't approach downed wires.
I when I see downed wires, I feel like, you know, putting them in my hand and swinging them around and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I plug them in my butt.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. Yeah. Give me a break.
And then they show the same footage.
Oh, the snow plows.
And then talking to the person that's driving in the snow. Yeah, it's a little rough, but I'm taking my time. You know, the road's a little slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, it's snowing out.
We're here on the Grand Central Parkway, and this is Amy making her way to work.
Yeah, it's a little slow, you know, traffic, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's winter.
What are you going to do? Back to you at the studio. Well, good thing we're here in the warmth.
It's the same thing every year. And then they got to talk to the plow truck driver.
Well, we got an early start on this. We knew it was coming. You got to thank the weather people, really catching this one early. So we got out there, treated the roads with the chemicals.
Again? I think you should just show footage from the 50s.
Yeah, it's the same
thing.
Same damn thing.
You know what I love about this weather, though, when we do get snow?
Mm-hmm.
All the wussies don't want to drive to work.
Will you shut up? You're going to wreck it for everyone.
No, you know what? We're not going to wreck it all because they still are wussies, and they won't. It won't change, which is good. I am glad. When it snows, people, I can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
So you only get the road warriors on the road.
It's the best day to drive into the city.
Because there's not many cars, mm-hmm. and the people that are driving usually know how to drive because they just plowed out of their driveway and barreled into work.
Right.
Yeah, Ralph, you drove. You drove?
You drove today?
I didn't drive in, no.
Oh, same
well, I plowed. I barreled out of my driveway.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was up over the fender, you know. I said, I got to get to the train.
Train?
Right out.
You take a train on a day like that? What, was it crowded and everything?
No, everyone
taking the train?
No delay. They were saying, you know, if 20 minutes to half hour system delays, yada, yada, yada.
Ah, rolling got here petri
early.
Dishes.
I was on time.
And who in the right mind?
McDonald's in Penn Station on the way in.
Really?
Lunch.
Who in their right mind shovels their driveway? The snow's going to be gone tomorrow. Just drive through it.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, like stock up on canned goods, people. Get a little snow. You're going to want the canned goods and water. Just fill up your bathtub in case the power goes out. Never knew that. What are you going to lap out of your bathtub like the dog?
Right.
You know, I've never turned on my faucet and had nothing come out when it snowed or anything. I don't worry about filling up my bathtub. Make sure the toilet tank is full if you want to drink out of that.
Like a little toilet cocktail because it's snowing.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Cliff?
Yeah, what time do you guys come on in the afternoon?
This doesn't sound good. 3 o'clock.
3?
Yeah.
3 to what?
7.
3 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why did you make the remarks you made about JFK? How old are you guys?
JFK. Oh, this is because of the JFK remark?
I got a blast of mucus on the side of my head.
How old are you guys?
Does it matter?
I was not born. I was not born when he was assassinated. Why?
Oh, it sounds like.
Now, wait a minute. We were talking more of the assassination, not about him, about this Zapruder film, and not about him. Do you know all the theories with it? The head goes forward and back. That's what we're joking about. Not Kennedy dying. Just because we mentioned Kennedy and the assassination, you're going to call up like we were ragging Kennedy. You can't even talk about the film anymore? Go ahead.
You know, the fact that you guys weren't alive, perhaps.
It doesn't matter. We weren't even talking about... Would you listen? Listen with more of an open ear. You hear us say the name Kennedy, and all of a sudden we're bashing Kennedy. I could bash him now that you're on the phone. He was a womanizer. He was a cheat. He was in his house. He learned it from his old man.
And you guys think you could have been a pimple on his butt?
No, but...
You couldn't have.
You know something? We weren't even...
3 to 7, I'll make sure that I turn off...
We weren't even bad-mouthing the man. But since you're on, fine.
Bye-bye. We lost another listener. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bay of Pigs. What a debacle that was. Get a real man in there. He could have gotten Castro out. The guy with his father all tied in with a mob. Don't want to hear it.
We just lost a listener.
Guy's like a guy hasn't made up like a saint.
We just lost a listener.
Saint Jack Kennedy.
You should be sad. We just lost a listener.
I don't care. Ich bin ein Asswipe.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Collective Soul, Heavy, from the CD Dosage. Those guys coming in to hang with us in the near future, I think later on this month.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you details when it comes closer. Speaking of hanging, we must tell everyone we're broadcasting live this Wednesday, Anthony.
Oh, I thought we were hanging someone.
No. We're going to be at La Barbat, 57th and between 8th and 9th,
mm-hmm.
broadcasting live this Wednesday from 3 to 7. So we want to see all the faithful listeners out there. We're going to just rock and have another great live broadcast.
Yes, we do.
The show is developing as we speak, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, St. Paddy's Day is one of those days that are just fun regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be out in a bar. So, kind of hard to miss on that one.
And by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, I think everyone's going to be pretty liquored up. And they're not really going to pay attention to our radio show.
No.
But we'll still have fun.
Yes.
What do you got over there, man?
Where are they? The kids still in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
We got the boss's kids hanging with us today.
Isn't that interesting?
So I think this will be the G-rated Opie and Anthony show.
They look kind of look like the bosses, only like fidget versions.
They look like the little Archies.
yeah. Or the little Flintstones.
Or the little
when
Flintstones.
When they did that.
Yeah.
Little Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I mean, they look like the bosses.
They kind of look like the bosses, only smaller.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Like it's a little Gary. A little Scott.
Yeah.
What, did you have a snow day, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah? Snow days rock, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like school? You good in school?
No. Oh, I'm good in school, but I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
What kid his age likes school? No one.
No, there are a few.
No.
Geeky ones.
What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Yeah.
Fifth grade?
Fifth grade is when you start hating school.
Yeah.
It gets cool again in a few years, though. Trust me.
Yeah, but now it's boring.
Yeah.
School's boring, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand. I felt that way through my whole school career.
So you get a snow day and dad brings you to work, right?
Yep.
Yeah? You got a crush on any of the girls in school?
No.
Not yet, huh?
They're all ugly.
Really? Give them a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I like that, the father bringing the kids in. My dad did that. I remember that when I was a kid.
Wait, your dad brought you to work?
Yeah. Back, God, when was that? Don't even remember. Back in the early 70s, I guess. Early 70s. Yeah. He was a private investigator,
mm-hmm.
and I just never understood what he did, because we used to go into his office, and he'd talk to the boss a little, thumb through some papers, and then we'd be in a bar for the whole day.
Get out of here.
Oh, really? No, I'm not kidding. Like, we'd just be in a bar, and I'm like, what? I don't remember Mannix doing this. Gee, this isn't what, like, Cannon and Barnaby Jones do.
It's like, Dad.
How come you're just drinking all day?
Dad, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we just sat there, and, you know, I drank soda, and he drank his scotch, and I was thrilled because we had peanuts that we could throw the shells on the floor.
And then at 5 o'clock, you went home, he said, work day over?
That's it. We went home, and Mom yelled at him. It was great.
And he continued drinking
bonding.
And he continued drinking at home, right?
No, because then he'd have to leave the house because, you know, Mom would kick him out.
This guy knows Anthony's dad?
Really?
Come on. Jimmy!
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I heard that Anthony's dad was Scott Muni. And Anthony used to go into the show and hang out all the time. And
The drinking aspect.
Is that true?
Oh, you caught me. It's yes, I'm Anthony Muni.
All right, just checking. Thanks, guys.
Come here, right, son. Bye-bye. Hey, son, we're going to drink. We're going to teach you how to drink scotch.
No.
So you having fun? Who's that, Scott's kid?
I can't even see him. He's like,
yeah.
He's below the counter.
He's on the computer.
Got the little Wins shirt on and everything, a 10-10 Wins shirt. You having fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like coming into work with Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad's a cool guy. We like him.
Yeah, tell him to give us a raise.
Yeah, could you do that? Go upstairs and say, give Opie and Anthony a raise.
Tell them they're the greatest and they need a raise.
Does he give you allowance?
Yeah.
Do you have an agent that negotiates that?
No.
Did you see that? 10% of his allowance has to go to his agent.
We got a good agent if you guys need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to negotiate your allowance with your dad's.
Okay.
We get 10%, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be your agents. Negotiate your allowance.
How much money do we get?
How much do you get for an allowance?
I get $20.
I have one.
Wait a minute. Wait, Gary's kid gets, you get 20 bucks a week?
Yeah.
A week?
If I feed the cats and everything.
Feed the cats? Whoa!
But normally I get $10.
That's great. I used to get $1, I think.
And Scott's kid, you get $1?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a gem. Now the big boss's kid gets $1 a week. And Gary's kid gets 20. I think you're going to end up getting more money starting today.
You need the agent.
Call him up. Let's get him more money.
We're going to get you more money right now.
All
right. Yeah, we got to call Scott in his office. You're making plenty.
You get 20 bucks a week.
I wish we made that at NEW.
20 bucks.
We're going to have to hook you up.
Now, what do you do to get your dollar a week?
Nothing.
Oh, well. He does nothing. Wait a minute.
My dad owes me $10 already.
Does
he? But he forgets all the time.
Do you have to clean up your room or anything?
No.
No? Well, maybe he just deserves $1 a week.
I make things.
Wow. I used to get $1 a week, and I did everything.
$1 a week? I remember getting 50 cents or like a dime.
Yeah. Ugh. We're waiting to see if we can get Scott on the phone.
It was terrible. Barely enough to go out and buy Razzles with.
We got to find out why his kid only gets $1 a week allowance.
Does he make you invest it in stocks and stuff?
My dad makes me put it all in the bank.
Oh, that's no fun.
No.
You never get to spend it on cool toys?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My mom pays for it.
Yeah.
Scott. All right, they're getting Scott.
I need a raise of money.
No, you got enough money.
My dad throws it on the bank for college.
You got enough. You get 10 to 20 bucks a week. Trust me, that's great.
I wish I would have gotten that kind of cake when I was a kid.
I feel sorry for Scott's kid. What's your name again?
Greg.
Okay. Greg gets $1. We're going to get you a raise today.
Yeah, we'll get you more money.
Cool.
Because that's like a gif. Your dad's doing pretty good, you know. I mean, you know, he's the general manager of 1010 Wins.
He's in.
Hello.
Hey. Scott.
Yes.
We just found out that your kid only gets $1 a week allowance.
$1 more than he deserves.
You know how much Gary's kid gets a week?
How much?
$20
a week.
If I'm extra good.
That's why I negotiated your contract and Gary didn't.
That makes sense.
See, when I told you I'm a tough negotiator, I was serious.
I'm telling your kid, Greg, that we got a good agent. We're going to renegotiate his allowance for him.
Well, we're doing that now, and we're going to take 10%.
Ask him what he does for the dollar?
Yeah, he said nothing.
He said nothing.
Exactly.
He owned up to it.
Oh, come on. He brings joy into your life.
That's which is worth about $1.
How old are you, Greg?
Seven.
Well, 7 years old. A dollar? That's like insulting.
Well, you know, my rule used to be that you get $1 a grade.
Yeah.
He's in first grade.
So when he's in 12th, he finally gets 12?
That's why we're getting $3 a week. Oh. Like third graders in here. Oh, wow.
But I think he got a raise recently.
Why?
Oh, you did?
I think he was getting 50 cents.
Oh, 50 cents.
But he's 7 years. I mean, first of all, he doesn't pay for anything anyway.
Tons. What do you think he is, Huck Finn?
I mean, we went out for lunch today. He got a Hard Rock T-shirt.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, he doesn't pay for anything.
But yeah, but he, you know, you're a kid. You need some cash to buy cool toys that, yeah, that your parents him, don't understand.
Why don't you ask him what the last thing he spent money on was?
What was it, Greg? he doesn't remember.
He can't afford anything.
yeah, because he's broke.
He's a box of crayons.
Oh, man. Right, well, I don't know. Two bucks sounds pretty good.
How much allowance are you guys giving Rick?
Not much.
Come on, fess up. $2 for the kid.
Yeah, give him $2.
That's $2. I think your sister gets $3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, you're like a big GM.
But she's in fifth grade.
Oh, well, you're going to have to give her a raise, too, then.
She should be making $5, then.
Yeah.
If your grade, little grade scheme.
Yeah, I sort of threw that out there when she got the fourth grade. I think my eighth grader is getting $6.
You gotta upgrade all three of them.
You think?
Yeah, your little kid needs money.
It's more than a dollar. That's kind of.
I don't have any money in my pocket.
You're gonna insult him. He's going to get a complex getting a dollar.
What do you say?
Now, that's Gary's kid who wants more, and he's already getting 10
You're getting
bucks
20
a week.
Bucks.
What is he buying?
Yeah, what do you buy with your money?
My dad puts it all in the bank.
Stock options.
He buys all this
Disney. Yeah, he's the single largest Infinity stockholder.
Well, yeah, I think $2 would be good. Yeah. He seems kind of bummed. He only gets a dollar.
Okay, well, tell him I'll talk to him about it when he comes upstairs.
All right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think we got him in trouble.
We got him in trouble. He's going to say, Greg, never go on the air with those two boys again. All right, Scott.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I think he'll come through.
You're
right. $2. Keep hitting him with it. $2.
Let us know if he gives you the extra dollar, Greg.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's Eve 6 and Leach. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony. If you got something for the show, 212-757-1027. Hi, NEW.
Listen, championship.
Of course.
I'm sure King said, we got to do something. We got to do something. Ran to the side and put the fix in. But I figured, you know, I wasn't sure if you guys heard about it.
Yeah, a lot of people calling saying they saw Reverend Al in the front row.
There he was.
All right, buddy.
All right, listen, man. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. What a farce. Man, unbelievable. Don King. Yeah, guy, they ought to throw him out of boxing.
Of course. It'll never happen, though.
No.
He brings in so much money for the sport, it'll never happen.
Unbelievable. The guy makes sense, though. They didn't want the world championship out of his hands. He didn't want it out of his hands.
How much more money does Don King need at this point, anyway?
I don't know.
So,
get Vince McMahon in. Like I said, just get him in charge of it. Write it off for what it is. Sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Vince McMahon, it's sports entertainment.
You could have Lewis and Holyfield a rematch on Raw's War tonight.
Yeah. Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, Kane, and The Rock in a four-man cage anal fisting match with the gloves on. Special guest referee, Mankind.
It would be entertaining.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, what do you got?
Dude, Don King ruined boxing.
Oh, please. Of course.
He's the worst, that guy.
Well, he ruined it years ago, though.
He did. I mean, he's got the only thing the guy's got going, he's got a bad hairstylist, and he's got a dictionary. He learned some big words, and he ruined boxing.
Well, that's when the last caller asked if I saw the fight, I said, no, I used to be a huge boxing fan. I'm not into it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And the sad part is, Don King is going to get his rematch with Lewis and Holyfield, yeah. And every single one of us that bought the fight Saturday night will buy it again.
Exactly.
And that's the whole reason he's doing it, to make more money.
Exactly.
And we don't see that. We'll just go, okay, another pay-per-view. All right, I'll pay my money. Oh,
exactly.
I'm stupid. I'm a 50. Doofus, but I'll watch.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, what are you
going
to do?
How about this Don King quote? This is really a quote from him. It's entertainment, baby. You love my black ass because I'm exciting. This guy's out of his mind.
Yeah, he's shot. shot.
Well, we're more pathetic than Don King because we'll all buy the second fight now.
Yeah, well, I got the cable box, so I'm good.
Oh, there you go. But if you want to protest, you just don't buy the next pay-per-view.
Oh, stop. Mr. Protest Basketball the same way, Opie.
Well, I but I don't watch as much as I used to.
All right.
That's the key to that.
I think because it's not interesting.
Huh?
Basketball is even worse to watch. You got a 10-foot net with 8-foot guys with no defense. What kind of sport is that?
Well, there's a lot of, if you really want to get into basketball, there's too much defense this year.
Yeah, right.
No one's scoring this year, but
I know, right?
But that's whatever.
Don King takes fighters and it chews them up of all they're worth. He pockets as much cash as he can, and then he spits them out the other side and doesn't care about them. And he goes along his merry way.
Look what he did to Tyson. He had his whole family on Tyson's payroll.
Oh, I know.
In jail, he didn't have a dime.
Oh yeah, this guy's raping these guys, man. He's just raping them blind, and then they get spit out the other end of the Don King machine, broke, owing all kinds of tax money, and a lot of times they can't pay that. They're destitute, bankrupt, and he goes skipping off, Mr. Manslaughter.
You know what I'll pay for? Him and Reverend Al going at it.
That'd be fun. That'd be good. In a fisting match!
You know, in all fairness, if Holyfield and Tyson fight again, I would have to watch that.
Yeah,
Holyfield,
Tyson?
Yeah, I'm not going
to
lie.
Just
to
see what Tyson will do next.
Yeah, I'd pay for that. You know? But, all right, man, we got to fly.
Later, dude.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
But now that would be for the freak show factor, not for the...
Yeah, pretty much, because Tyson's just ready to completely explode.
Yeah.
So, while we're on sports, yes, the Nets did fire Calipari today.
This is interesting, huh?
It's just, whatever. It's not his fault. The season is a sham. Half his team is hurt.
Yeah, it's kind of strange they ditch him during this season.
So, and it looks like Van Gundy's next.
Yeah.
Rumors circulating that they're going to fire him as well.
Oh.
Well, you gotta give him a lot of credit.
No.
What a fix on that fight last night.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis.
Should have won that fight.
Yeah.
They considered it a draw.
You think they're talking about that today on The Fan?
Grandma got her ditties caught in the ringer. There are plenty of goodies and limited edition NEW Killian's T-shirts. For more info, just log on to WNEW.com. It's all from Killian's Irish Red, the official beer of St. Patrick's Day.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar from Garage Inc. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Thanks for hanging with us today. We appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Getting lots of instant feedback today. Seems like a lot of people didn't go to work today.
Yeah, well, kind of a snow day. People take them throughout the winter. We haven't really had any bad snow days, so I think people took advantage, Opie. You're right.
The last blast of winter, everyone. I've only heard that statement about 100 times today.
That's it. Come on. We didn't get off that easy now, did we? Back to you in the studio. And then the Weather Channel's got to put that poor guy, that poor sap out in the weather, no matter where it's snowing, in the big coat. I'm here on the side of the Jersey Turnpike. The snow changing over to rain. You can't do that from the studio?
Yeah.
With a camera somewhere?
We've all seen it snow, yes. We're not retards.
Oh, please.
But this guy writes, hey, I got a big FU to all the people on the road today in an SUV who feel because it's bad weather they could drive super, super fast and aggressive and all but knock off the road us schmucks trying to get to work in our piece of garbage compact cars. Can you give us our one day? I can't agree with that FU.
I can't either. Nope, can't agree. You know why? Because that guy writing that email probably was in the left lane. Probably in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
Doing 50 miles an hour because the road is wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not icy. It's wet. But then people still drive 50 miles an hour just because the road's wet.
Yeah, we get these SUVs and we want to see what it could do. And we only get a chance to check out what it could do maybe a few times a year now.
And think, for your own benefit, okay, the people that don't have the SUVs, for your own benefit, let us go fast, because think of the chuckles you get when you round the corner and see one rolled over in a ditch. Come on, you laugh, right? You look and go, see? So if you let us go fast, more of us will roll into ditches, and you'll be able to laugh at us.
Yeah, please let us have
our
fun.
So get out of the way.
let us have our fun. Spring's on the way, and we weren't able to see what this could do in the snow this year. John from the island writes, hey, guys, saw you guys at the Farmingdale Movie Theater on Saturday night. I didn't say hi because I figured you didn't want the attention on your time off the air. Just wondering what movie you guys saw. I saw 8mm with Nicolas Cage. Love the show. Keep up the good work. John, you could have bothered us. What do you think? We're like movie stars? You see us out and about. Come up and say hi.
He got the rare double sighting, Ophie.
Yeah. No, we hung out a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
Lately, we, you know, blow each other off on weekends, but...
Well, you know how it is. You got to hang out with the girls and stuff, you know.
Well, we double dated.
Yes, we did the double date. Jennifer and Sandy took them to the movies.
And we saw... 8mm as well, John. That movie blew.
Man.
I was so disappointed in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. That Nicolas Cage. Don't worry about making plans on Oscar night.
No.
Don't worry about that.
No.
He has got to be the worst actor.
I've never liked Nicolas Cage, and this movie really shows it.
I'm extremely upset.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm extremely happy.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Same emotion.
Look at the wave that he... Just bad. The movie, it had so many... I didn't even get it.
Now, it had potential, but it was just so predictable, and I don't know.
He's watching this film getting all, you know, skeeved out because it's a snuff film of this girl getting killed after some sex and stuff. And I'm watching going, this ain't bad. They show him in the seat cringing like a la George C. Scott... In hardcore.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
Watching his daughter in the movie.
Yeah.
That was good. But, yeah, he's watching this and he's cringing. And I'm like, hey, come on. I can go for some more.
Yeah.
Give us some good stuff.
Because they really weren't shown anything bad that he should be cringing over.
And then another part of the movie, he's in this the seedy part of the city where they're doing these, like, back alley porno swap meets, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a big... garage sale of smut.
Yeah, it was underground porn, stuff you can't just buy in stores. Like,
yeah.
The real good stuff.
And he's going into these tents where they're showing these movies, and the guy's spanking, and there's a chick doing something to a guy, and he's looking all like, oh, this is horrible. This is the awfulest thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't go on with these images in my head. And I'm looking going, hey, where's this place?
Yeah, I want to check this out on
this
a weekend.
This looks cool.
Instead of going to a stupid movie, I want to be in that place.
Where's the underground smut mall? I want to go.
Why not?
Yeah.
This is awful. I don't think I'll be able to go to my wife and kid.
Like, what? He is the worst.
He really is. I've never been a fan of his, and this movie was just, it was horrible.
You know who was good in it? The guy that plays Tony Soprano on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
He played one of the smut peddler guys.
Mm-hmm.
He was good.
With his raw language.
Oh, that's
I
great.
I love that crap.
You can't beat cursing in movies. I love it.
Hi, N.E.W.
Oh, you guys read my mind. That was pure steaming crap when he was watching that snuff film. The dumb look on his face. I mean, come on. You could practically rent that movie a Blockbuster.
I know.
There was nothing shocking in there. And he's like, oh.
He's supposed to.
The look on his face. I think he was constipated or something.
That's what he sounded like. He's squirming in the seat. At one point, the guy in the mask smacks her. And he goes, like he lets out this groaning grunt. And it's like you can see that anywhere.
You know what it was? You couldn't see his hand in that scene. So maybe he was just spanking it. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe. You see worse on Springer. You know, on Jerry Springer. So as worse violence. So
ever since leaving Las Vegas, he has turned to pure crap, I swear.
Well, it's horrible.
Because he plays the same role, and he's monotone. He has no range in his acting whatsoever.
At one point, you know, after he just ruined the movie, he, you know, kills these people. And he goes to his house after he kills a couple of bad guys. And he just feels horrible about the state of the world, and he's seen the seedy underside of society. And he goes home and sees his baby in the crib. I was laughing. He looks at his baby, and he puts his hands over his mouth, and he goes,
know no, what I thought? When
I was dying.
Know what I thought when I saw that scene?
What?
Corky Steinbrenner.
Corky Steinbrenner.
My baby. Why is this world so evil when my baby's so cute?
And how freaking boring was his wife?
Oh, she was
miserable.
I love you.
Let's go play together with a big F you and Nicolas Cage.
All right, buddy. We got to fly.
Bye, later.
Bye.
Yeah, it's just an awful movie.
I wouldn't suggest that one. But what is going on with movie theaters?
I love it. I love the multiplex, Opie. Come on.
I when we were growing up, you had your town movie theater with a balcony. Maybe if you were lucky, you had, what, two movies going on at one time?
Yes.
But for the most part, it was one. And it was like a good experience. You go into the theater, and it was just a cool place and stuff. Now, it's like an airport.
Yeah, you walk in there.
8mm, now boarding at gate 32. Please have your boarding passes ready. The other sister has been delayed due to weather. We'll try to depart that movie as early as possible. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And they just move you around like cattle.
Yeah.
Like cattle. You're just a bunch of people moving from here to there. And
but thank God the people at the snack bar work fast. So the lines aren't really long and they move very quickly. Because I don't know how they get that popcorn in the big popcorn tub so quickly. It being such a difficult job. I don't know why it doesn't take them longer.
And why is the popcorn so big? Do you need that much popcorn? You need a wheelbarrow to bring it to your seat. Elaine, look at the size of this popcorn. Come on. I have the big 55-gallon drum of soda. George. Why do we need so much popcorn? I wouldn't use this much popcorn if I was packing fragile items. Why do I need so much beverage? Could I eat this many jujubes? I could pull out every tooth. Kramer, look at all this popcorn.
Hey, what do you got, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what do you got?
Well, I saw the movie over the weekend, just like you guys did.
You did.
I thought it sucked.
Oh, yeah, horrendous.
Personally, I thought it was a waste of $8.
Oh, without a doubt.
Pretty bad.
But one thing that I found out, I don't know if you guys noticed it, there was a camera mistake.
Oh, a film flub. We love these.
Towards the end of the movie.
We love film flubs. What was it?
When they were at that crappy summer house.
Yeah.
That they stayed at, and he went out. And
go to the place we went on the 4th of July.
Right.
When he went back, the wife was laying on the bed.
Yeah.
And she got up, and they started talking, and the baby was laying on the bed where she was. Like, right. He was laying right on top of
it. Oh, yeah. I kind of saw that and was wondering if that was a mistake.
I turned to my friend. I said it to him. I mentioned it to him. I was like, what was she doing, laying on top of the thing?
Yeah, if it was a good movie, you wouldn't even notice.
I know,
that.
I was going to say, if it was a good movie, you wouldn't be looking for continuity errors. Thank you. Sorry.
And we passed by the little cemetery and house that the masked guy lived at, right off the expressway there.
You're all right.
Yeah, because that's another thing you notice, too. It's like, hey, wait, that's the LIE.
Yeah.
And it was right by Utopia Parkway.
Yeah, we're looking. We're like, and then we both point, that's the house right there.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, and real fast, Ant?
Yeah.
Sandy and I thought that your breath stunk at the movie. I got to explain something.
Well, Jen
here
thought it was your breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're in the theater, and someone had, like, dog breath. I mean, it smelled like
really bad.
Stale beer breath.
It's horrible.
And I kept looking behind me going, man, who's got the bad breath? And then I'm whispering to Sandy. Now, Sandy's convinced it was either your leather jacket or your breath.
Brand new leather jacket, for God's sake. I don't stink. Shower every day.
It's getting liquored up
new
in the movie.
Well, that's another thing, too. It turned out to be what?
A horrible movie. What?
No, the smell.
Oh, okay. Well, getting back to that. So then we're leaving. We're like, what the hell was that, man? Was that Anthony's breath? Was it his leather? Was it someone sitting behind us? Turns out, San had dog crap on her shoe.
On her shoe.
Yeah.
So Sandy stunk.
Yeah.
Wasn't
basically.
Wasn't us. Because Jen goes, oh, my God, someone stinks. Like, we thought it stunk. And the whole atmosphere of the theater now is getting out of control. First of all, some dope brought a two-year-old into the theater.
To see 8mm.
A baby is there going, Gabby, 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 and everyone's turning around going, oh, jeez, what is this? Why would you bring a kid like that to a movie? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if you can't get a babysitter or a canceled or something, but don't wreck it for everyone else. Then the people behind us, brrr, brrr, cell phone going off. Someone's friggin' cell phone is going at the movie. You're trying to watch. It's like, I can't rewind this.
Yeah.
Could you not do this? So, yeah, I drink at the movies. Me and Jen.
I still have it. Wait a minute.
And had the little silver flask. There it is.
Like, what's wrong with you, man?
In my little silver flask.
Hey.
I fill it up with Captain Morgan.
You're right.
And me and Jen get a couple of large Cokes. And we pour it in. Why can't you enjoy a cocktail at the movies?
What's wrong with you guys?
You go to a Broadway show. What happens at intermission? You go out, you get a cocktail, you come back. What's the difference with a movie? And with the people going to movies these days with their kids, I have to drink.
Most people, though, they'll sit through a two-hour movie, get a drink afterward or whatever.
If you can, why not? It's Saturday night. I'm enjoying a cocktail. Rick, you too? See? You're the worst.
What? No, I haven't done it recently.
Yeah.
But I got thrown out of a movie.
Did you?
For bringing a bottle in.
Well, you don't bring a bottle.
We had the bottle in. It was like halfway through the movie. We had our little cups. And, you know, we're just sitting back enjoying. All of a sudden, the flashlight. Poof.
But it's not.
And we're like tossed out. This is like, oh.
But it's not like you guys are 17, 18 years old. You're like grown men.
That's why I bring it in a little flask.
You can flask into the movie theater.
No, and then you just spice up your Coke. I mean, what's the problem? You would drink at if you go to a club to see a live performance. You would drink if you go to Broadway during intermission. You come out. It's Saturday night. I'm at the movies. I'm going to be there a couple of hours. Why not? You dip it in. They should sell it at the snack bar.
I was
going
to say, then why don't they sell beer right at the snack bar?
Oh, please. Those people can't deal out popcorn. You want butter in your Jack and Coke? Shut up.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, what's up?
Listen, I saw the movie a couple weeks ago when it first came out.
Yeah, 8mm. Yeah.
Right. Now, you guys are from the island, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I live in Queens, and I went to the Green Acres movie Simplex.
Oh, right.
You know, 15 theaters.
Yeah. Places
huge. You got to go through the metal detector and everything, but it's predominantly black.
Right.
I would say 8 out of 10 people in front of me, yo, babes, let me get a ticket for 9mm, man.
9mm?
9mm. You know what's on their mind. And here I am, the only white guy in the theater, and I'm like, oh, Jesus. Hope nobody got 8mm to go kill me with.
Hey, you're just lucky. You should consider yourself. Oh, no, this is going to be bad, but you should consider yourself lucky that it wasn't a good movie, because then they would have to pop some caps into the screen.
Oh, forget it. Then I would have just ducked down and just crawled on my head.
Pop some caps in the screen.
Don't hurt me, please.
That's an old Chris Rock joke.
Right.
He talks about how, like, you know, but the movie's so good, you know.
In the hood, yeah.
In the hood, the brothers have to pop some caps in the screen.
Well, as long as I wasn't sitting in the front. I sat in the back, but it was just funny. I'm like, yeah, we know the mentality that you have now.
Right.
And every time they correct them, no, 8mm. Yeah, 8mm. Whatever.
Give me a damn ticket and shut up.
The movie did suck.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Definitely waste of money, and he's got to get some. He reminds me of Mickey Rourke now.
Yeah.
Really? Those real seedy scumbag roles.
Right.
Oh, can I say that? Well,
his acting ability is just horrendous.
Sorry.
All right, buddy.
Be good, guys.
Thank you.
Later.
I'm sorry. You felt nothing for any of the characters. It was just an awful movie.
Yeah, we had fun, though.
I have no problem with bringing in a little beverage into the movie theater. I think you'd find a lot of people probably do that, Opie.
Drive-in brings a cooler and gets wasted. Yeah, that's the drive-in, though.
The drive-in,
Bob.
Right? Remember the drive-ins? They don't have those anymore, Opie.
Hey, Bob. Bob.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, drive-in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love driving.
Yeah, you bring the cooler and get wasted there. I can see that. It's a nice summer night and stuff.
It's not like Jen's distracting the ticket guy while I roll the keg past, Opie.
No,
I just like a little cocktail for...
Cooler in, put a blanket over it, and so or somebody sit on it. You drink as much beer as you want, because they don't sell it there, and we always bring our own food in, too.
That's the driving. You had your friends in the trunk, too, at the driving.
Well, we used to do that.
Not anymore.
All right,
no more driving.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
I liked before they figured out that you could do it with the radio, with the drive-in screen. Remember, then you'd tune to 58 or whatever, and you get the movie on your stereo. And you had those big clunky speakers you have to put on, and every so often someone would drive off with it.
Oh,
pull it out of the window would come popping out.
Every weekend, because you were hammered, and forgot you had the damn thing on the, you know.
That's another thing, too. Get a bunch of people hammered to drive through a course with these big metal posts sticking up everywhere. Kids running around in pajamas.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Got something for the show, 212-757-1027. Or you could fax us, the fax number, 212-957-WNEW. And Paul the lawyer, one of our faves from Jersey,
yeah,
has another fax.
Oh, I love his faxes when they're about you.
Well, Paul is so faithful to our show that he really starts picking up on things.
He's very observant.
Very observant, and he puts together lists and stuff about our show and things that we have said, and he keeps track of pretty much everything.
Okay.
Well, he's got another list, Anthony. Things we will never hear Anthony say on the radio.
All right.
Number one, WNEW, The Rock of New York.
That's Opie's line.
Well, I just start every break, so.
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of weird if, you know, we came out of AC/DC and you started the break.
I'll put on my DJ voice.
Yeah.
WNEW, The Rock of New York.
I mean, you could do it, but please. All right. Number two, things you'll never hear Anthony say. The mayor is dead.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, you agreed to that, Frank.
You called very early in the morning in Boston, and we had that job up there, and said, yeah, I got a great April Fool's prank. We'll say the mayor's dead. I'm like, what? Yeah, okay, Hope. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever. Click. Before you know, we're fired. Yeah, you probably won't hear me ever say that.
All right, I guess three goes with two. Why, yes, Opie, that's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Things we'll never hear Anthony say. Number four, Jen, can we go visit your Annie Mar in Boston? You have to be listening for a very long time to get that one, but that's fun.
Yeah, Annie Marg.
Ann hates when he has to do the road trip to see the relatives up in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, Jen's relatives. Yours by marriage, obviously.
Yes.
All right, number five, things you'll never hear Anthony say. Opie, shame on you. You should show Carol more respect.
Right, okay.
I hear chuckles from the peanut gallery. Okay. Six, Tara, please put your clothes back on.
Yeah.
You are a perv.
I'm getting
camera.
Her to take them off with the camera, sure.
Now, what's going on with the women challenging Tara? No one has come forth.
No, everybody that checks out Tara's pictures, we just haven't talked about it in a while because, you know, it's getting old to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But the pictures are still up there, and we keep getting emails from girls going, she's the hottest, I blow her away, blah, 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 whatever. But any girls who have seen Tara's picture on the website or seen her live that think that our audience will think she is more attractive than Tara, come down. And do a little photo shoot. We'll put your pictures on the website, and the fans will decide if you should be crowned the hottest chick to take her clothes off on the Opie and Anthony show.
Well, why don't we set it up for Friday? Let's get a couple competitors.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's put the word out right now. We are looking for someone to take Tara out.
Hot girls.
Hot girls. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Van Halen and The Doors. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Quickly, some show news really fast. First of all, I want to thank everyone who sent in feedback about our show. We've read every single one of your emails.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to write everyone back, but we're definitely reading everything you guys send in. And we just want to let you know that, and thanks for helping us out. There's a survey thing on the WNEW website. Under our pictures where you could, write about the show and stuff.
Because
we're trying to figure out, you know, what you guys like about the show, what you don't like, blah, blah, blah. And it's very interesting stuff you guys have sent in. So thank you for that. And secondly, this coming Wednesday, we're broadcasting live at La Barbat on 57th and between 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
Great location for St. Paddy's Day. And we're inviting all you effers to come hang out with us. It's gonna be unbelievable.
Oh yeah, come on.
So make your plans, all right? This Wednesday, broadcasting live, La Barbat, 57th between 8th and 9th. We'll be there from 3 to whenever.
Alright? Right.
Alright. I gotta point out a stupid observation.
What do you got?
Well, you know, I watch a lot of TV before I come in.
Right.
And I hate news teases.
The news tease?
Anyone else with me on the news teases?
Yeah.
Where they try to rook you in to watch the noon news or the 5 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news?
Mm-hmm.
I heard the stupidest news tease today. Coming up at noon, new hope for Alzheimer's patients. Details at noon. How ridiculous is that?
Oh, boy. Thank goodness. New hope.
If you got the new hope for the Alzheimer's patients, don't you think you should give them that information now?
Well, there was something I wanted to watch at noon.
But I can't remember. Right.
I seem to have forgotten.
And I hate the teases in general, but that one was like, come on, now you guys are completely ridiculous. But they scare the you know what out of you.
Yeah, and you'd think if it was that important, they'd break in, tell you now. And I think the parents ought to be a little peeved, too, at some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Popular playpen kills children. Tune in at noon.
And we'll tell you which one.
Meanwhile, your kid's, like, playing in a playpen or something.
Or they do it with, like, dangerous toys.
Yeah.
A toy that your toddler's playing with, could it be harmful to his health? Tune in at 11. We'll let you know what toy it is. Well, why don't you tell me now? My kid is playing with 100 toys in the next room. You know? Escape convict. Could he be wandering in your neighborhood? Well, tell me now. My kids are outside. You know?
Ford recalling vehicles. Wheels fall off.
Right.
Could you just maybe get the model name out there?
Please. Popular lunch meat. Could kill you.
Deadly.
Right.
Deadly burgers on your grill. Like in the summer, you know?
Yeah.
Deadly barbecue at noon.
A burger recall at noon. Well, hello. That's what we just had for lunch. Should I rush to the hospital?
Some water in certain pounds. Kill instantly.
Yeah.
At noon. Exploding refrigerators.
The best, though, is with the toys that your kids could possibly be playing with in the next room. But that was amazing today. Coming up at noon, new hope for Alzheimer's patients. Details at noon.
I got to remember to tune into that.
Right.
What was it?
All right. And now, what's going on with the otters?
Well, Opie, this has human being written all over it. Beloved park pets that bit Bronx toddler in Florida spared deadly rabies tests.
Yeah, that was a big story.
Little Rachel Gold was with her family in Florida, and they were looking at the cute little otters playing and frolicking, and they went into this area they weren't supposed to be in, and the kid was able to put her hand through the fence, and a little otter came up and did what otters do, bite people.
Mm-hmm.
They might look cute, but they bit her. And then it scurries off. So they can't tell which one of these otters bit the kid. So they have to do rabies tests on all the otters. This entails examining the otter's brain. That's how you do rabies tests. You got to cut open their head and pop their brain out.
I guess you can't do that when they're alive.
No.
Yeah.
No, certain humans you can do that on. not little otters. So they would have to kill the otters.
Yeah.
Or the kid could go through these series of shots, and then the otters could live. Just, you know, head the rabies off the path. Because once rabies takes hold, you die.
That's all.
Once you start getting symptoms. So if the kid starts having symptoms and then they give the treatment, the kid will die. So they can't take any chances.
Right.
So the father goes, well, my kid's 2 years old, whatever it is. I'm not going to have her undergo these shots unless she needs them. Kill the otters. Well, Opie, the outcry from people that saw the news clip of the cute, furry little creatures scurrying. And you know how they do that little float thing on their back and break open the little shells on their tummy and eat whatever they're eating. And they smile and wave. They're very cute animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people went bullcrap and called up. And then the guy changed his mind and said, the kid will undergo the shots.
We will not kill the otters.
Yes.
That's so funny.
It is.
Because, you know, if a rat bit that kid, we'd be killing the rats.
Of course. There wouldn't even be a question about it.
It's a no-brainer, you know?
If a little chicken came over and pecked the kid and they thought the chicken had something, they would kill the chicken.
Yeah.
Or a big, ugly possum. You ever see possums? They look like huge rats.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
Dead.
How about a raccoon?
Cute.
Save the raccoon.
Okay, you scared me there with your theory.
People are hysterical because they are cute animals. So are you not being biased to the visual aspect of the animal?
Mm-hmm.
You don't care that it is just a living, breathing creature. You care that it's cute. It has to be cute
to save it.
That's why people are a large majority of these people are hypocrites. We like pointing out hypocrisy here.
Mm-hmm.
We are human beings, top of the food chain. We should be able to do what the hell we want with the resources on this planet, because if we do things that don't jibe with the planet, we will be extinct. So it doesn't matter. We're top. If a spaceship came down and we look tasty,
well, they're gonna eat the fat people first.
Well, that's what I hear. Do you think we wouldn't be on the menu?
Of course we would.
We're so pompous.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, save the otter. Yes, we can't kill the otter. cut the damn thing's heads open. Check. You don't want the little kid going on under these shots if she doesn't have to. But because the otter's cute, Opie.
SpeedPass can be linked to any major credit card or check card you already have. Mobile SpeedPass, the fastest way to get gas.
All right.
What? What?
We're almost done empty.
I believe I can fly.
Available at stations equipped with SpeedPass technology.
Anthony, MapQuest, sorry. I believe I can fly. Oh, I hate that song. Sorry.
Why?
I got distracted.
Did it have something to do with anything that happened?
No, it's just such a gay song.
Oh, yeah.
MapQuest.com, Anthony. Sorry.
Well, if you're going in, you turn my mic off, Opie, and how am I supposed to talk about MapQuest?
All right,
you turn my mic off.
All right, take three. Anthony, MapQuest.com.
If you will be going anywhere.
I'll look at the time. Their time is over. go ahead, sorry.
I like to pop up MapQuest.com at home before I go anywhere, print out a map, a visual map, and text directions, step by step, street by street, mile by mile, of where I want to go. From my point of departure to my destination, everything printed out. So there's no mistakes.
Right.
I don't have to go to the gas station. I don't have to go to the 7-Eleven and try to ask the guy for directions.
Go up to the right, make left, turn around. Go when you see Allah, make left, go.
Can't take it anymore.
You ask for directions?
No.
I refuse to ask for directions.
Not anymore.
I'm a typical guy. I would rather drive around in circles for an hour than pull over and ask for directions. I just can't do it.
You don't have to do either of those when you visit MapQuest.com first.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you want to go in the United States, you have a long trip to take, you can plot it out with MapQuest. You have a short little trip to the store. You want to know a faster way to get to work, pop it in. And you get, like I said, a map, a genuine map, and printed out directions. It's free. It's easy. It's on your little home computer.
It'll tell you how long you'll be on each road.
Mm-hmm.
I like the details of that. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Because when someone gives you directions, they go, well, take a right on Smith Street and then look for Washington Street. And you're like, well, how long do I have to be on Smith Street?
You got the line of people behind you because you got to slow down at every turn.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get this with MapQuest.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Allman Brothers, Whipping Post. They got, 20 more dates left at the Beacon or something like that?
Is that it?
I don't know. The next time they play is the 19th, the 20th, 26th, the 27th. Oh, no, they play the 16th. Oh, wow.
Today?
No, they're playing tonight as well.
What? Now I'm just confused.
Look at how they put it on the board there.
I know. Yeah, they scratched out some of the ones they've done already.
I guess basically there's tickets still available for tonight's show is what they're trying to say.
Okay.
And then they play tomorrow night, tickets still available for that show. Whatever, just call the Beacon. There's so many dates with the Allman Brothers. latest before that from Tom Petty, Free Girl Now. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Salmon.
We got a PSA here.
Yeah, this is pretty good. It's Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Giuliani. He's talking about his new tough drunk driving policy.
Yes.
I guess they're running these public service announcements all over radio. And we've noticed his lisp is really bad in this.
I'm having a hard time listening to what he's saying because he's slurring his words so bad.
The mayor, the good mayor, has two distinct lisps. One is the spitting lisp, the kind of lispy thing like this that affects his S's.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's almost got the Tom Brokaw L problem with line. So combine these two.
Yeah.
You have a cartoon character.
You really do.
There's definitely loved ones that love this law. I don't understand. He can't talk.
Well, let's play the PSA, Anthony.
Let's listen along.
Obviously a serious subject. We know that.
Of course.
Well, but maybe they should have got someone else to do the voiceover.
Serious subject, stupid law.
Yeah, because all I'm picturing in my head as I listen to the mayor is Simon Bar Sinister.
With my new law, we'll get all kinds of cars. Yes. And then I'll build a weather machine and rule the world. With his big beluga whale head, forehead.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that hairdo?
What do you mean?
The mayor.
Now, is it a bad hairpiece, or is he doing the comb over?
That is not a hairpiece. He's definitely doing the comb over, but he doesn't have much left to comb over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess being his honor is taking its toll on his hair. So he's swirling it now like a Carvel cone.
Like a Mr. Softy?
Yeah. I mean, look at it. It's getting to the point where he's one of those guys that's going to have three strands. You see those guys?
Yeah.
They get three strands of hair and comb it over. Why bother?
The best is those guys in Windstorm, and you see their three hairs. It goes halfway down. It
flops down, yeah.
Flops down past their shoulder. You know, when it gets to that point, why bother?
Yeah. Just let it go.
Let it go.
I mean, but he's got three hairs. I don't know. He's going to have three hairs. Now it just looks like he's got that dog crap hairdo. Just looks like a dog crapped on his head.
Well, let me say, it also kind of has that G.I. Joe look, too. It's like just kind of plastered on.
Plastic. Yeah, because it's very plastered down.
Yeah. Almost like a Mr. Potato Head, you know, snap-on thing.
The big Simon Barr sinister head. Wah!
All right, you want to listen to the PSA from the mayor?
Yeah, notice his lisp is definitely getting worse.
All right, let's take a listen.
For years, you've heard the call not to drink and drive. But despite the outcry, hundreds of New Yorkers are killed every year by drunk drivers.
Yes.
It's responsible for almost 40% of all traffic fatalities nationwide.
Fatalities, you hear?
We get the message. This is Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
No crap.
The next time you're at a bar or restaurant or party, and there's any possibility that you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Take public transportation, hail a cab. Getting behind the wheel is never worth the consequences.
Consequences.
A car driven while under the influence is a deadly weapon.
That
doesn't get your attention. Maybe New York City's new policy will.
Oh.
If you're caught driving drunk,
you won't only
be arrested. Your car will also be seized. Will that inconvenience you? Absolutely. But these inconveniences are nothing compared to the tragedy caused by drunk driving. If you think we're coming down too hard, think about all the families of mourning DWI victims. Is our policy tough? You bet your life it's tough. We believe it will save lives. Maybe even yours.
Yours. Maybe even yours. Suffering sucker's ass.
We should take away the rest of his hair.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Because that's more distracting than a guy on the road drunk.
Rudy, your head is a crime scene. Your offensive big fat head is a crime scene. We have to confiscate the strip of hair that you have left. It's suffering sucker's ass.
Oh, brother.
Ooh, you varmint. He's a cartoon. He done took my car.
Hey, John, what do you got?
You guys must have doctored that up.
No, we swear.
That's how the mayor of this fair city speaks? You got to be kidding me.
Why do you think he's got a complex?
That is pronounced. I guess I wasn't paying attention, but that's a wicked bad list, man.
Well, no, they should have put some music behind it.
Yeah, a little bad.
So that it would distract people, you know.
I'm driving across the DW, I say, thank you. They must have doctored this up.
Swear to God, that is all him.
Unbelievable.
I'm tough on crime.
I love you guys. Listen every day.
Hey, thanks.
There he is.
The mayor.
Lispy Giuliani.
Hey, what do you got?
Baby talk. It's a wonder you can walk.
Huh? What?
I want to talk about that ad they had for Giuliani.
Yeah, go ahead. You're live on the air.
How's it going, man?
Good. Turn down your radio. That's a delay you're hearing.
Oh, okay.
All right, what do you got?
Hey, I think I saw Giuliani and Sylvester the Cat and Cy Sproul having a beer. That's just not too much of life, man.
Sylvester. Hey.
All right, man.
He's more like Daffy, I think.
Daffy Duck?
Yeah, he's got a little Daffy.
I know that clip is pretty hard, man.
I'll get rid of the rabbit and make it look like an accident.
Hey, you guys are nuts, man. Keep it rocking.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Take it easy.
All right.
You dumb duck, try again.
you said that, you know, they should have music in the background, you know, disguised the lisp.
Yeah.
Well, they figured you'd watch on TV, so you'd be, like, distracted from his head. And you'd be like, ah, yes, while we're having a conversation in your car.
Hey, do we have the Darth Vader music?
Yeah.
Play the Darth Vader music with his PSA. We'll see if that sounds better.
All right, dude, we got to go.
All right, later.
I want to see if maybe that touches up his lisp a little better.
All right, just
because he would need appropriate music. You couldn't play some kind of fun carnival music because
I'm thinking
Rudy's tough.
I'm thinking maybe polka music behind it too.
No, it's got to be tough because that lisp. You know how he's always talking how he's tough on crime, Opie.
Yes,
and everything. And now he's taking away your cars.
All right,
he's taking away things.
All right, let's doctor up his PSA.
Let's see if this would have helped a little.
Okay.
The mayor. Rudy Vader.
So I guess the music would have to start first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For years, you've heard the call not to drink and drive. But despite the outcry, hundreds of New Yorkers are killed every year by drunk drivers. It's responsible for almost 40% of all traffic fatalities nationwide.
I like it.
When will we get the message? This is Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The next time you're at a bar or restaurant or party, and there's any possibility that you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Take public transportation, hail a cab, or call a friend.
Yeah.
Getting behind the wheel is never worth the consequences because a car driven while under the influence is a deadly weapon. If that doesn't get your attention, maybe New York City's new policy will.
Yeah.
If your car is driving drunk, you won't only be arrested. Your car will also be seized. Will that inconvenience you? Absolutely. But these inconveniences are nothing compared to the tragedy caused by drunk driving. If you think we're coming down too hard, think about all the family mourning DWI victims. Is our policy tough? You bet your life.
Luke,
is tough.
Luke, we believe the mayor's taking your land speeder.
Maybe even yours.
Yeah, I like it. I like Rudy Vader, Darth Giuliani.
Hold on, we're gonna try another one too.
All right.
So that would doctor up the commercial.
See,
right?
I didn't notice his lisp as much when you have the Darth Vader music behind it.
Of course. How about some porno music behind it?
Oh wow.
Let's try this.
Like Rudy the Wad Giuliani.
Sure.
All right. Let's try that.
You got to get some of that good.
Yeah. Let's get some good funk.
I think I got it.
Porno music.
All right. Let's see. All right.
For years, you've heard the call not to drink and drive. Despite the outcry, hundreds of New Yorkers are killed every year by drunk drivers. It's responsible for almost 40% of all traffic fatalities nationwide. When will we get the message?
Yeah.
This is Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
The next time you're at a bar or restaurant
you're
or
getting
party,
it, aren't
and there's
you?
Any possibility that you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Take public transportation, hail a cab, or call a friend. Getting behind the wheel is never worth the consequences. Because a car driven while under the influence is a deadly weapon. If that doesn't get your attention, maybe New York City's new policy will. If you're caught driving drunk, you won't only be arrested. Your car will also be seized. Will that inconvenience you? Absolutely. But these inconveniences are nothing compared to the tragedy caused by drunk driving. If you think we're coming down too hard, think about all the families mourning DWI. Is our policy tough? You bet your life is tough. But we believe it will save lives, maybe even yours.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's pretty good, right?
They covered up his lisp.
Yeah, they sure did.
See, that's what they should have done. Spice it up a little bit so you don't notice as much.
Get the polka music.
Where's the WWF one?
You want the WWF
Yeah, parade? Maybe like a powerful thing, like if where's Stone Cold Steve Austin's
All right,
music?
Let's try that.
You know how the music he comes into?
Da, da, da. Yeah. Is it this one? Hold on. Ding, 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 ding. Is this his music? Come on, 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 come on.
Yeah.
All right, let's try
Maybe Stone Cold Giuliani.
All right.
For years, you've heard the call not to drink and drive. Despite the outcry, hundreds of New Yorkers are killed every year by drunk drivers.
You're not going to take my car, Giuliani!
Traffic fatalities nationwide.
I'll open up a can of whoop-ass on you!
Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The next time you're at a bar or restaurant or party, and there's any possibility
All right,
you have
Rudy.
Too much to drink, don't drive.
That works.
Take public transportation, hail...
That one works?
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay.
I like the porno one better.
You do?
Yeah.
I think the Darth Vulgar is the best, though.
Yeah,
we could try
it's more appropriate.
We could try one more here, and then we'll move on.
We're just trying to help the mayor out a little bit.
Yes.
He's having a hard time with that those S's and L's.
Well, actually, we got the Godfather music or polka music. All right, we'll do the first 30 seconds of the read with the polka music.
All right, try the polka and then Godfather.
All right, so then we got the polka.
For years, you've heard the call not to drink and drive. But despite the outcry, hundreds of New Yorkers are killed every year by drunk driving. It's responsible for almost 40% of all traffic fatalities nationwide.
Woo!
When will we get the message? This is Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Next time you're at a bar or restaurant or party, any possibility that you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Take public transportation, hail a cab, or call a friend. Getting behind the wheel is never worth the consequences, because a car driven while under the influence is a deadly weapon. That doesn't get you.
I like the polka. I think it suits him well.
You like the polka?
Oh my God.
It's very happy and upbeat for such a depressing PSA.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes me want to drink.
All right, we got to do one more.
One more. I know the bit's getting old. Trust me.
Trust us. We know.
We know, but it's too much fun. Okay. All right, the mayor with the Godfather music behind
it. Let's hear how this works.
For years, you've heard the call not to drink and drive. Despite the outcry,
like he's gonna whack
New Yorkers are killed every year by drunk drivers. It's responsible for almost 40% of all traffic fatalities nationwide. When will we get the message? This is Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
When will
next
you get
time
the
you're
message?
At a bar or restaurant or party, and there's any possibility that you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Take public transportation, hail a cab, or call a friend. Getting behind the wheel is never worth the consequences, because a car,
especially for Sonny,
influence is a deadly weapon. If that doesn't get your attention, maybe New York City's new policy will. If you're caught driving drunk, you won't only
we
be
will
arrested.
Whack you.
Your car will also be seized. Will that inconvenience you? Absolutely. But these inconveniences are nothing compared to the tragedy caused by drunk driving. If you think we're coming down too hard, think about all the families mourning DWI.
The families.
Is our policy tough?
The Tatalias. Bazzini.
We believe it will save lives. Maybe even yours.
All right, Rudy. That works, too. So I liked the Darth Vader, Godfather, and Polka were very good. Well, and the porno.
The porno. I think all of them are good. All right.
All right. Thank you, Rudy Giuliani.
Anthony, Stacker 2.
Stacker 2.
Stacker 2. I had to take heroin just to come down from Stacker 2 last week.
Well, you want energy. You want quick energy in 45 minutes. After you take one of these stack or two, you're going to be running around like a nut.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to burn fat at the same time? Stack or two.
Now, they say it burns fat.
Yeah.
I can't confirm that. I can confirm that it gives you a little energy boost.
You look a little thinner, Opie.
I do, huh?
Yes. Wasting away.
Yeah. But within 45 minutes, it gives you a nice boost of energy, and it burns fat. You can get this stuff in 2 days because the company's right here in New Jersey.
The guy will run it to you.
Pretty much. Give him a call if you're interested in this product. It's Stacker 2. Call 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITE-LINE. Call them today. And they also have a money-back guarantee, so if you're not satisfied with the product, they'll give you your money back, all right?
Hummer Queen says this is good in the sack.
Really?
Yeah. That's what she said.
Can't confirm that either. All right, we're going to take a little music break here. More talk, less music. That's what I want to hear. That's what the listeners want to hear, according to the feedback we're getting, Anthony. How about that? 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, the Dave Matthews Band. That's Crush. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
I'm just looking at all the stuff we wrote down that we want to talk about today. And they did another stupid survey.
On what? I hate surveys.
Pregnant smokers often have criminal kids.
What? See, this is a way you twist a survey around to sound like it's something else. Anybody with any intelligence can figure this out. They want to make it sound like, okay, if you smoke while you're pregnant, something chemically happens through the smoke, and your child ends up with this criminal gene, I guess, and becomes a criminal. No. People that smoke during pregnancy are probably lowlives who are raising criminal kids. It has nothing to do with the smoke.
They're pretty much more irresponsible if you're smoking as a pregnant woman.
You're probably not going to make a good parent if you don't care about your little child in the womb.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I hate surveys like that.
Oh, Lamb Chop's on TV, Anthony.
Oh, look at that. Hey.
Oh, Lamb Chop on the nanny?
Yeah, she's a piece of ass. I'd like to get some of that. Yeah. I dive in head first.
Hey, Lamb Chop, would you like the nanny's fist up your butt instead of Sherry Lewis?
Better than that Sherry Lewis. What a bitch. I'm glad she's dead. Little legs on a nanny. I like to put my ears right where You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I know, Lamb Chop.
Check out her chops.
God, look how bad this is.
What is happening with that stupid show that Lamb Chop has to guest star on?
I don't know. That's obviously a couple of years back, but...
Yeah, that's true, because she's dead.
Mr. Obvious, thank you. All right, instant feedback. Lots of it coming in today. Dave from New York City writes, love the PSA with Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Darth Vader music, porno music, Godfather theme. Yeah, if you want to listen a little while ago, we found a new PSA for drunk driving that the mayor did.
Oh, you're going to be hearing that all over
the place.
You're
going to probably hear it on every single radio station in New York. And he's doing a dry read, and he's slurring his words, and there's spit flying from his mouth.
Well, he's got the lisp. He has two distinct lisps.
Lisps.
One is the spit saliva lisp, which is because of the cheeks and the teeth and tongue can't work together. Then he also has that L thing, almost like Brokaw.
Yeah.
But you link the two together, and you can't understand what he's saying.
And you would think they would have put a nice little musical background
to hide, you know, the lisp.
To hide some things. A lot of times they do that with commercials, yeah, to hide any imperfections,
sure,
in the voice. So they just had a dry read with the mayor, and we noticed, man, he is lisping like Cindy Brady.
Yeah, so we tried some different music behind the PSA, and all of them seemed to work.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, though, was the Darth Vader music.
That did seem to... really go well with Rudy's attitude,
yeah,
and everything else, because I do think he considers himself quite the Darth Vader type.
And Dave in New York City wrote, you know, he liked the Darth Vader music as well. I think Giuliani has a cameo in the next Star Wars movie, Lord Comeover. One of the Dark Lords of the Force.
I am Lord Comeover.
Unfortunately, during an extremely long soliloquy, his helmet's spit valve malfunctions and he drowns in his own saliva.
That's great.
I am Lord Comeover, Mayor of the Empire.
Please stop that dreadful spitting. I'll rust for sure.
I am very sympathetic to the Ewok community. I had to confiscate Han Solo Millennium Falcon. He was drunk. Uh-oh. Here comes that pain in the ass Landau Calrissian Sharpton.
I just want justice for the rebellion.
I am Lord Comeover. Hey, didn't I get the squeegee guys off of Tatooine? I removed the five kitty dancers from the cantina on Alderaan. Doesn't anybody thank me for that?
Yes, R2. The Comeover Death Star will launch saliva and destroy us.
Get me to my lisp wing fighter. Luke, I'm not your father. I'm your father's sister's second son-in-law.
You got to do the Darth Vulgar, the breathing, as the mayor.
I am Lord Comeover. Have him arrested.
I like that, Lord Comeover.
Lord Comeover.
We're going to have many episodes of Lord Comeover on the Opie and Anthony show.
Star Wars, A New Hope.
I like that.
That's very good, Dave. Thank you. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Pride and Joy from Texas Flood, Zeppelin 2. It's Opie and Anthony.
Well, the faithful listeners love Lord Comeover, Anthony.
How about that?
I think a brand new character has been born today on the Opie and Anthony show.
Mayor of the Empire.
Boy, if that doesn't suit him, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. Maybe we'll have a new episode tomorrow.
That sounds good. And if you miss Lord Comeover, yes, we'll have some more tomorrow for you.
Yes.
A lot of people also calling and faxing and sending an email about the survey about pregnant smokers often have criminal kids. a new survey they did, we think is completely ridiculous, because I think it comes down to if you're smoking nowadays when you're pregnant, you're kind of irresponsible, and that could
They switched it around, is what they did. They made it sound like that the smoke has something to do with the kid growing into a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. It's just an irresponsible parent who's smoking probably won't raise the child properly, and they will turn a criminal.
There you go.
When they get older.
Just another stupid survey.
And then a bunch of people started calling and saying, hey, my mom smoked.
And I'm not a criminal.
When she was pregnant, you know, years ago and stuff, and my mom smoked, too. When she was pregnant, me, with my brother, with my sister, she was puffing. We got those old cheesy 8mm movies.
Snuff films.
Home movies. Snuff films, yeah. That's what they are, Opie, snuff films. I remember bringing the neighbors into the basement and chopping her up. What are you, an idiot? Snuff film.
Well, when you say 8mm.
Well, 8mm is the
weekend, so.
Format of home movies.
All right, also the format of the snuff dealer.
Super 8. Yeah. Gives it that good grainy quality when I hack into skulls of the dirty girls. What do you think? Now, we used to have one of the movie cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
Took a lot of home movies, and a lot of them, when you see my mom pregnant, and she's smoking, drinking. Family used to go out to this bungalow out in Mastic Beach years ago. And whoever was pregnant didn't matter. They're all woo-hoo, having a big luau, drinking Mai Tais and smoking Camel non-filters.
Filter cigarettes.
And all the kids, you know, came out fine.
Well, relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking, I think low birth weight makes for easier vaginal passage. Tell you the truth, not as many C-sections. It's these big, fat, oven-stuffer-roaster butterball babies now, because the mothers aren't smoking. Now they got to take them out through the gut.
God, that's
let me give myself a bell. Check, please. Yeah, check, please.
That's so wrong.
No. But they didn't know back then, obviously. But, we kind of turned out okay. Right?
All right.
I don't think she was smoking in the delivery room, but that could have happened too. Maybe a little secondhand smoke.
Well, my mom did not smoke, Anthony.
I was going to ask you that.
No, my mom did not smoke.
She didn't smoke during her pregnancy with you?
No, but she was very... Well, let me ask you a question.
All right.
How were you born?
What do you mean? The normal way.
What do you mean? Like...
Through the...
Well, but how were you born, do you think? I'm sure they've talked about it. Like, was it a real cool delivery? Maybe they had some soft music playing. And
oh, I don't know. Back then, it was your run-of-the-mill normal delivery, but there was, I guess, you know, after the pushing and groaning, I was removed, and the doctor kind of wipes you off and cuts the cord and mm-hmm. puts you at the breast of your mother.
And your mom holds you
lovingly really? While you suckle, maybe for the first time, and bond with... With a joyous parent. I guess that's how I was brought into the world.
Great. Yeah, that's good stuff. Thanks. Yeah.
So what's the problem?
No, it's just asking.
I get what you're getting at.
So your mom was awake, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part. She probably had one of those things that numbed her out or something, but epidural.
Oh, that's great.
But, she nuzzled and, very primal and...
Yeah, that's great, Ed. Thanks. That's real nice.
I take it there was a difference in the birth of a Hopi?
Well,
what are you getting at?
A little different story, sure. Yeah, yeah. My mom hates pain, so she was really drugged up. Matter of fact, I think she was out cold.
Oh, no.
So was there any, like, push?
No,
there was no pushing. I think the doctor took the forceps and...
Oh, no, not the forceps.
No, come on. And shoved it into my mom's, private area. Got a good grasp around my damn little head and yanked me out, Anthony.
With
the forceps.
With tongs. With salad tongs.
And then my shocked body was dropped on her lifeless body.
Oh, no.
And
stop.
You know when you turn on the Discovery Channel and you see, the baby turtles, trying to find the ocean?
Oh, it's very sad. Yeah, they're trying.
That was me on my mom's belly trying to find her breast.
But they just flopped you on there and
on her lifeless body, and I'm sure she came to.
She was out cold.
Yeah, I'm sure she came 2 hours later. But
so you're just like looking for a nourishment source,
like the baby turtles do. That's the only way I can explain it.
That's great. Your mom was awake. That
is so sad.
So to this day, I like my women passed out.
Yeah, that's why I like them unconscious. By the way, where can I get some roofies?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Come on. Is that true?
That's what I'm guessing.
That explains a boatload. That just sums a lot of stuff right up.
All right, so I have some issues.
I's have been dotted, some T's have been crossed this afternoon.
Well, we had different births.
Wow,
that's great. That's a cute story. Yeah.
So...
What?
Do you think this has affected you anyway in your relationships with women or with your mom now? Or
no. I just like my women passed out.
Passed out.
It's kind of out cold. Yeah, that's always fun.
Whoa.
All right.
I must have done something.
What do you think, man? You've hung with me for 5 years. Figure it out.
All right.
What do we want to do here?
It's just a beautiful story.
I think we have one more break.
Leonard Skinner behind the music.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Call Me the Breeze. Behind the music with Leonard Skinner, probably the best one they've done thus far.
So depressing.
Oh, it's just tragic. But every behind the music has a happy ending, Anthony.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, what was that happy ending? The band has moved on. Is it Donnie, Ronnie, or Johnny? Which one died? Johnny?
Huh?
Ronnie. Ronnie died, Ronnie right? All right, so Johnny Van Zant, because Donnie was in 38 Special, right?
All right.
So which one died again?
Ronnie Van Zant.
All right, so Johnny Van Zant is now the lead singer, as we all know, and they're making great music and filling out arenas.
Yeah, that was a real happy ending, watching when the Rossington Collins car wreck thing with the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, just tragedy. What a cursed band.
You got to admit, though, the best show on TV, Behind the Music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now they're just weeding out people that you never knew had problems.
Well, I mentioned that because Johnny writes in his facts, I saw over the weekend the VH1 special on Motley Crue, and I laughed my ass off. Well, we talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
A month or two ago. To hear Tommy Lee talk about when they toured with Ozzy and how effed up they were that they started to mainline Jack Daniels, and then Ozzy snorted a whole line of ants. Yes, ants. Live ants. Made me crack up.
The whole thing where Ozzy talks about it.
Well, we used to go around and see who could do the worst thing. But I saw a bunch of ants walking up with a popsicle stick. So I just went down and all in line. And I snorted them up.
It's like, oh, my God. This guy is gone.
Yeah. And then the boys mainlining the Jack Daniels. That's just sick.
They didn't have any dope to shoot up, so they would shoot Jack Daniels.
Right.
Yeah, well, whatever's fun. And everybody has to have... been found at some point with a needle in their arm on the floor.
Yeah.
Passed out. And he was found, the manager. He was passed out with a needle in his arm. Like everybody now in that behind the music has that happen.
It's a theme, okay? You start with the great career. Everything's going fine. Then you have the disaster.
Yeah.
And then you have the comeback.
The comeback.
And even Rick Springfield.
Yes.
I saw a little of that one over the weekend. Rick Springfield had a big quad accident in the middle of the desert.
Who knew?
Rick Springfield.
Did you ever know that?
Broke like six ribs, a collarbone or something. They didn't think he would be able to perform again.
Ooh, what a disaster that would be.
Actually, we're still waiting for his comeback, aren't we?
Yeah, where's the comeback phase?
on that one.
Your formula hasn't worked on Rick Springfield.
All right. And quickly, John from Brooklyn writes on the feedback, did you guys catch the show on HBO about Schlongs?
Has that been on yet?
Is it on tonight?
Might be on tonight. It's called...
Private Dicks.
Yeah, Private Dicks.
Tonight at 11 on HBO, Men Exposed.
Yes.
What is this about, Ant?
Well, it's the story of the penis. They go to a bunch of men. This is the same guy that did the show on breasts a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And women talked about their breasts, various size and ages. Well, now they get guys from like 17 to 79 talking about their penises.